Okay, we are on the top of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. So we mentioned yesterday that the Hanhaga of Rabbi Kiva used to say, "Kol da'avad rachmano latav," everything is for the good. And again, this is really a continuation of Amar Avuna, Amar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Lo'ilam Yud Devarov, Sha'adam, Mu'atan, Fin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's words should be limited in front of Hashem, meaning to say, the way the Rishonim explain is that if Chas Hashem, Tzara befalls a person shouldn't be medaber koshes klapi mala. Oh, why'd you do this? What about this? A person shouldn't be medaber koshes, and his words should be mu'atin. His words should be mu'atin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al tival al picha. Meaning you don't know the full picture. You're down below. You see things in a very small little vision, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu sees everything. And therefore, your word should be mu'atim. Dorish of Nachman bar of Chizda Maidichzi Vayitza Hashem Elokim Es Ha'Adam. B'shnei Yudin, so it says Vayitza with two Yuds. What's pshat in that? B'shnei Yudin, shnei Yitzarim, Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu, Echad Yitzar Tzarei ve'Echad Yitzar Ra. So the reason why it says Yitzar with two Yuds is because Hashem created man with the Yitzar Tov and the Yitzar Hara. So Maskif Lar of Nachman Vayitzar Kalam Ata Dehima Delik Sivdei Vayitzar Les La Yitzra. So according to what you're saying, it should come out that an animal which does not have, doesn't say vayitzer. There shouldn't be a yitzer hara by an animal. And we see that the animals are destructive and they're damaging and so on. So why is that? So animals clearly have a yitzer hara, which is interesting. I mean, you might have thought it's just an instinct of sorts. But the Gemara calls it a yitzer hara. It's a very interesting arachayim HaKadosh in Chayfetz Hashem. He asks, why talk about Hashem make animals with a Yetzer Hara? What's the point? Bishlam, when it comes to a human being, I understand a person has a Yetzer Hara, you need to have a taiva, because you need to have nisyonis. In this way, you will beat your taiva, and you'll be zeicha to Olam Haba, so you need to have struggles and nisyonis and so on. But what's the function, what's the point of an animal having a Yetzer Hara? Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, that it needs to have a Yetzer Hara for Peru or Revu, in order to have that taiva to procreate. And once it has that taiva to procreate, so that also serves as a catalyst to do other things which are bad and negative and destructive and so on. But otherwise, in a Hanami, when you think about it, there's no reason why should an animal have a Yetzer Hara. I mean, there's no Schar and Einish for a Behema. Behema is Ba Ma, which is what you get. So that's the Gemara's kashus. Says the Gemara, so why? So what do we do with this vayitzar? Elo keder shimin pazi. Demo shimin pazi. Oy li miyotzri, but oy li miyitzri. Some have the gears the opposite way around. Woe to me because of my creator, and woe to me because of my yitzar. Meaning this vayitzar is somehow being meramez to the fact that there's a Yotzer and a Yetzer which I need to contend with, and I need to kind of balance things, and I need to make sure that the balance is correct, and so on. There's a Mashal over here. The Mashal says, Al Derech Tzachas. He says, perhaps we could suggest on the word Vayitzer with two Yuds, it's like it says the word Vay twice. Vay with one Yud, and then Vay with another Yud. And then it says Tzadi Resh. Tzadi symbolizes Tzadik. Rasha symbolizes Rasha. So Vai from the Tzaddik, wow. Vai from the Rasha. Oilim Yitzri. I mean to say, and this is something which, I mean, if you look at Rashi, Lamashal, in the second line down, Rashi says, Oilim Yitzri, woe to me from my maker in Elech Acha Yitzri, if I follow my Yitzer. The Im Loy Elech Acharav, if I don't follow my Yetzer, Oilim Yitzri, Hamagiani Bar Hurim. He's going to keep troubling me and plaguing me with Yehurim. But some say also, I mean, a person needs to know the balance and what they're able to do. Obviously, a person is never allowed to be nichshol and in another era, but one needs to have and make sure that the balance is correct. A person is not supposed to act like a malach and deprive themselves totally, because that's also going to be incorrect. Fine. Says the Gemara, Inami Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Dam Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Du Partzufin Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Arishon. Meaning the Lashon of a Yitzar, which signifies that there was two Yitziras, it's coming to allude to the fact that Hashem created a creature which had two forms, two faces, two tzures. Shenemar Achavaked and Sartani. It says, Achavaked and Sartani, says Rashi three lines down, Lashon Tzura. So that pasuk in Tehillim of Achav Kedem Satani implies that there was two tzuras, and therefore that's the lashon of a yitzah with two yuds, indicating that when Hashem created Adam, it was Adam and Chava together. So Gemara is going to get into this a little bit more. Now the pasuk says, "Ve'even Hashem l'kim esatzela." Ve'even Hashem l'kim esatzela, meaning to say that Hashem built up that which he created. He built up the tzela, and the pasuk continues that, you know, that asher lakach mina adam le'isha v'yaviyah ala adam. So kind of in the proper and the full formation of Chava, it says alashna v'yiven. Hashem built something up. Rabbi Shmuel, chad amar partzif, v'chad amar zanov. One says it was a partzif, which he says on the side, b'shem arach, that it's a guf, meaning there was a guf which was built up and developed and brought out and something happened to it, or somehow from the zana, from the tail, from that tail, something was developed and built and so on. According to this mandama, correct. Bishlam lamanda amar parts of, that there was a parts of Hainadachsiv, Achavakev, and Satani. It makes sense, there was a dubatsufim, there was a parts of, and I understand, hence that pasuk. Lamanda Amar Zanov, my Achav Kedem Tzaitani. Well, what does it mean that frontwards and backwards there was a tzura for saying that man was created with one regular image, one looked like a regular human being, just that there was a tail, so that it's difficult to understand what it means Achav Kedem Tzaitani. So that says the Gemara Kedra Biami, the Amar Biami Achav Lamasa Bereshis V'Kedem L'Puranos. You're right, it's nothing to do with the human form. The human form was, in fact, only a regular image of Adam, of a man, of a zachar, with a tail. I, the pasuk says, achar v'kedem satani. That just means that he was the last one to be created in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and he was the first one to receive punishment. So, says, what does that mean? Bishlam achar l'Ma'aseh Bereishis, the late Ivri of Ma'ali Shabbos. It wasn't created until Erev Shabbos. Ella v'kadam v'kadam v'paranis, he was first to be punished, paranis demai. Which punishment are we referring to? Where was he the first to be punished? Ilema paranis denachash, if it's referring to the paranis of the original chait of Adam, v'atanya rebi emer b'gedula maschen min agadol, u'beklala maschen min akatan. When it comes to things of gedula, you start from the gadol. When it starts to things of klala, you begin from the katan. But gedula maschem min agadol v'chsev v'yidaber meishel aron v'lalazav eli samar banav hanei sarim chulachem machtes. He said, take the machtes and you should place eish, and so on. So that's the inyan of our kravas carbon. It begins from Aaron, who is the gadol. Whereas when it comes to klala, you begin maschem min agadol v'tchila v'tchila nizkal nachash v'lebisayiv nizkal chava. Adam. So we don't see that Adam was punished first. So where do we see that Adam was first for Puranas? Ella Puranas the Mabo. We see he was the first to be punished regarding the Mabo. Adam. So mentions first that Adam was punished, and then it mentions that the animals were punished. Fine. Good. So again, where are we holding? We said over here that Pshat and Vayitzar, according to one opinion, means that there were du partzufim, and there were two forms, and that's Pshat and Achav Kedem Satani. But then we mentioned Vayiven Hashem Elokim Satzela, The one says it's referring to a patsuf because there were these two patsufim and they were kind of split up and developed and finished. And one says it was a zonov. And according to the Rambam, says it was a zonov. How does he understand achav kedem satani? And we explained that he was the first to be punished in the marble, and he was the last to be created in Maisa Bereishis. Fine. Says the Gemara, Bishnam Lamanda Amar Partsuf. And then when we say Vayivan, Shamakim Satsayla, it's referring to the Partsuf. Because there really were two Tsuris already, and then they had to be divided and split up and finished off. Lamanda Amar Zanav Mai Vayitzar. So what is this Lashna Vayitzar? Because there were no two creations. Because of Shemin Pazi, Damar Shemin Pazi, Edemi Yitzri, Edemi Yitzri. Fine. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Partsuf, Hanidachsev Zachna Kev Abraham, because there were two Patsufim. So there was this human form with a male and a female side. Alamanda Amar Zanav Mai Zachna Kev Abraham, it was just a regular male with a tail. So why does it say Zachna Kev Abraham? And that says the Gemara, Kadrebi Avoyu, the Rebbe Avoyu Rami, Ksiv Zachna Kev Abraham. On the one hand, it says he created them male and female. Oksiv kibit selam lakim ases adam, which is mashma singular. Hagetzat, so we say, betchila ala b'machshava liveries bays, originally Hashem had a machshava to dole two, to create two, ula b'sev never ala achot. So that's how that mandam will explain zach mekev abraham in the world of machshava. Mishlam l'mandam b'paitzev, hainet achsev ayizgar basa tachtena. Meaning if it was two patsufim, a male form on one side and a female form on the other side, so when the female form was removed, so there was this hole, so to speak, in man, which kind of had to be filled up, so that man, Adam, would not see where Chava was removed, and she would be Shemad, which is Baza Alav, and so on, so Hashem had to kind of, you know, close him off. Now, Lamanda Amar is Zanav, if Hashem just simply removed the tail, so what is this business of a Yizgar Basa Tachtena? I mean, you remove the tail. The tail is really something extra. It's like an extra appendage. If you would just remove the tail, there's nothing which really needs to be filled in. So as the Gemara, you're right. You're right. The only place which needed to be filled in was literally the place of the incision, where the tail was cut off and removed. That's the only place which required being filled in. Bishlam Lamanda Omar Zanov Hainadachse Vayiven. So if Hashem is building Chava from a tail, that's a big job. I mean, that's a Lashna Vayiven. If you look at Rashi, four lines down, last big line, Hainadachse Vayiven, Shahayatzach Binyan. Because you're creating Chava from just a mere tail. Whereas Lamanda Amar Partsuf, but if Chava was really there on the other side of Adam, just waiting to be removed, Mai V'Yivin, what is the Lashna V'Yivin? Again, says Rashi, V'Alei Kfar Nivna. I mean, she is already built, so to speak. It's just she's on the other side of Adam. So what's Pshat in the Lashna V'Yivin? Says the Gemara, Lecha Dev Shimon Ben Menasya. The Darish of Shimon Menasya, Ma'idich Si, Vayivin Hashem, Es Hatzela. What does it mean, Vayivin? Melamed Shekola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, Vehivia L'Adam Arish. And Hashem braided the hair of Chava, and that's the way he presented Chava to Adam. Where do you find, what's the kasher? Where do you see Vayivin has anything to do whatsoever with braiding? Shekein, V'Krachi Hayam, Karin L'Kal Isa Ban Isa. You refer to this, and it went a similar lashon. Mashal says, I mean, what does this mean? Hashem braided and plaited, you know, plaited the hair of Chava. I mean, presumably Chava was a outstanding genius with tremendous intellect and bini yaseira and yitzir, you know, kapav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, to the extent that, I mean, she obviously knows that she should beautify herself in front of her husband. Not that she was worried that he would get another shidduch as such, but surely she should beautify herself. So why? I mean, it's like it's an amazing thing. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, "Vayiven Hashem l'kimas atzela," which is coming to teach us that Hashem, you know, you know, braided and plaited the hair of Chava, which seems like a strange thing. Why didn't you do it herself? And Mashal said she didn't do it herself because she can't. You cannot really do it yourself. You can't really, you know, plait and braid your hair yourself. Like Mar says in Shabbos, it doesn't appear nicely. So you've got like a lot of, you know, Sheva Brachas Teira that, you know, you see like it was such a hush of a thing that notwithstanding the tremendous beauty of Chava, I mean, like Mar says, everyone, even Sarimena, was kekoif vis-a-vis Chava. No one came anywhere close to the beauty of Chava. She was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nevertheless, you know, make her a little bit more attractive. She could have done it, but it wouldn't have been Karoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that himself. It's quite an amazing thing. Hashem formed the female in the same form as a oitzar of sorts. Ma oitzar zeh katsa malamala. It's narrower up top. Rachav malamat and wider down below. Kedela kavlus apiris. Rashi explains because if it be wide on top, then the weight of the peiris would kind of press down on the peiris down below. Av isha tzar malamala. Rachav malamat. Kedela kavlus avlat. So she's formed in a way that she's able to be mekabel the vlat. The pasuk continues by the Ella Adam. So it says Hashem brought her to Adam. And why is it necessary to say that? I mean, okay, Hashem can create her, then she can walk around Gan Eden, and she can find the only man who's there, and she can introduce herself. So it says by the Ella Adam, Hashem brought her to him. Amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Lazar Malamid, Shenasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushvin La Adam Arishan. Just like Shushvinim, we know that Shushvinim really are the parents who walk the Chasam and Kala down. They're bringing the Kala down to the Chasam and so on, presenting each of them to the other one. So Hashem was the Shushvin and the Adam Arishan. Mikan on the third day of Eretz, Shiyachse Godel im Katan b'Shushvinis v'al Yeroloi. Person shouldn't think this is beneath my dignity to do such a thing. This is something which the Torah teaches us, that this was an important thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do, to bring Chava to Adam.
But they knew each other. When they
weren't real,
they knew each other.
Right, but this is a Panim Chadashas Balakan. It makes the Vart even stronger, that now in your new form, Hashem is presenting Chava to Adam. Uleman de Amar Partsuf, Heimin Ayusagi Bereisha. So according to the opinion which says it was du partsufim. So on one side was male and on the other side was female. So when they walked, how did that work? Which one was the male side? Did the male side walk and the female side follow? Or vice versa? And the Iyun Yaakov says, doesn't the Pasuk say, Vahu Yimshal Bach? That the man is the one who's in charge, but it says that was after the chait. But before the chait, they were shavim. They were totally on par. And, yeah, that's the reason why the Gemara asks the question. It's interesting with all of these questions, you know. Sometimes the Gemara asks the question, Maida hava hava. That which was, was. What's the nafkamina? If the male side took the steps and the female side followed, or vice versa, does it really make a difference? The Rishonim say usually if we were coming ultimately to explain psukim, we need to understand psukim, and maybe this is all ultimately trying to explain these psukim which we had a machlekes about, and to the extent that we might have difficulty understanding this, that might perhaps be awry either way. Otherwise, maybe we should ask this question of Maida Hava Hava. So that's the Gemara's question. Amram Nachwa Yitzchak Mistabra, it's Mistabra, the Gavra Sagi Bereisha, the male side walked. A man is not allowed to walk behind a female, even behind his own wife. Now this is very interesting. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, in Tachshanayin, he says the reason why is because the man will commonly they hear her when he sees the woman, when he sees her walk, and he sees her movements. And therefore, that's the reason why you should not walk behind a woman. And even one's own wife, one is not allowed to be maharer if it's not a time which the hearer is an appropriate type of hearer. So, again, going back to this Iyun Yaakov that we quoted before, that the Shiloh of the Gemara was which one went first, the male side or the female side, and says the Iyun Yaakov, the reason why we're asking this question is because in the pre-chait period, they were equal. So before the Yetzer was internalized, why would we be concerned about Hirhurim? You know, so just the Hara on the Ein Yaakov, the way he's explaining the Gemara, and if you put that together with the Radvaz, that the Radvaz says it's because of Hirhurim, then that would be a little bit difficult.
But even, Rob just said basically that if there were one, the man was never really behind the woman. He could never see her.
Right, that's another issue. That's another thing. See, if you're right, if you say hero literally because you see and that causes hero, then it's difficult to say that over here. I mean, there is a deal about this din about not wolf man, a woman. There is a din even if it's a suma. Perhaps a suma shouldn't. In some sense, more of like a spiritual thing. It's not because of seeing and hearing. The Radvaz understands that it's because of literally and because of hearing and seeing. For instance, at the next line in the Gemara, it says, for instance, "Nizdam lo alagasha." If you happen to be walking on a bridge, so then you saw Kenneth Sutherland. You should go on one side. She should go on the other side, even though it's a bridge and it might be narrow. The Radvaz says, and let's say you're not able to. So then he says you should just wait and let her walk until she's out of sight, and so you can no longer really make out her movements and so on. And that's what you should do. It's interesting. Many Paiskim say nowadays one is allowed to be makel in this halacha. Otherwise, you can't really walk down the street. I mean, there's usually going to be a woman in sight. Shlom Zalman and others say that nowadays when there's plenty of women, on Malagat site it was much less common for women to go out, even by the non-Jews. So to have a woman out there, it was much more of a rarity, and it was going to be ma'arim and so on. Nowadays it's that much more difficult to do so. But there still is, let's say if a person's walking and you have to walk up a staircase and you're walking right behind a woman, in certain times like this, it is appropriate to either wait a little bit till she, is out of sight, or to go ahead, even though one might accuse you of not acting in a manner of chivalry. But nevertheless, one should certainly bear these things in mind in a situation where it's going to be that much more apparent to see her body and so on because of movements. Certainly, one should be machmer. So we said, "Afilu ishti nizdam alegeshi yisal kena letzad machol ha'oyver." Achiri Isha Banahar Aim Lay Chalik Laylam Haba. So anyone who passes over a woman in this situation, he has no chalik in Laylam Haba. Now what's the pshat of this? Rashi says, Achiri Isha Banahar, about 20 lines down in the small lines. Achiri Ashes Ish, he says, number one, which is interesting. Magbas Bigadeha Mifne Hamayim. So if you have a married woman and she's lifting up her clothing because of the mayim, so that she doesn't get wet. So it's interesting why Rashi said it's specifically referring to an Ashes Ish, as opposed to just any woman, that he's gazing at a woman improperly. But Tosis over here says also an interesting thing. I mean, this is quite a sharp language. If a person looks at a woman who is lifting up her dress in the river so that she doesn't get wet, then they have no portion in Olam Haba. It says Tezvas Pirish Rogel Bekach Lefisha Yavu L'Dei Niuf Sefer Yered L'Ganim. And possibly from this Tezvas, I don't know, it might be an important Marmokim for us when the Gemara says if a person does X Ein Lechelik L'Olam Haba. Well, here Tezvas says, well, it means if you do it regularly, and because of that, you will end up doing something which is much more grave and much more significant, and that's why you'll have nothing in Olam Haba. So it might be something to bear in mind when we see other such statements. Fine. Good. Now we say, in a chagat, Tan Rabbanan ha'amratza mo'is le'isha miyadoy liyada. So a person is giving money from his hand to her hand, some of the gears, miyadoy liyadoy, and here it becomes relevant if you're getting change or giving change to a woman. So your coins are passing from hand to hand, and you do this kidei l'istakel ba, and you're doing this because you're quite excited about the opportunity to look at her fingers in this particular act. Afilu yish biyadi tira mas and tevim, kamish rabbeinu leyanaki medina shal gehenim. Shnema yad liyad leyanaki ra. Meaning, so here there's a reference to different Yodayim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Afilu kamish rabbeinu shekibol tira mininoya shal akadish baruch hu leyanaki ra, okra beisha mishtoye. So, and this is the Gemara says elsewhere. That kol mishum istakel the etzba katana shel isha keilu mistakel b'makam atorif, meaning and it's gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch that a person is not allowed to look for the sake of gratification even to a woman's finger, and that's the reason why there are those who are machmir. It's a little bit more common, either you know, it's Israel or in the Hasidic circles, that you don't pass change from man to woman. Because of this particular stringency. Mi'ikra din, midina de Gemara, it's only if you're doing it for the sake of being mistakel in her yoifi, then and only then is it a problem. Mi'ikra din is no problem whatsoever. So, you know, one might argue if a woman's going to be embarrassed and there's no issue whatsoever, it's totally mutter. If a person feels that it's going to be a big nisoyan, maybe a different story. But the Gemara is saying specifically if you're doing it kedei listakel bo, that is the issue. Fine. Amram Nachman, Manoach Am Haaretz Haya. Manoach, the father of Shimshon, was an Am Haaretz. Rashi says, Am Haaretz. Lo Yishimish Tamidei Chachamim Shlai Lamad Mishnah Zu Shushaninu Lo Yahalech Adam Acharish Rafilu Yishtai. Says one is not supposed to follow, go after one's wife. And after all, Dichsev Vayelech Manoach Acharei Yishtai. Doesn't it say that he went after his wife? So the Gemara is understanding, Rav Nachman is understanding that he physically went after his wife. In which case it shows a lack of scholarship. Maskev la Rav Nachman Yitzchak Elam Ha'atze Gavei Alkana Dichsev Vayelech Alkana Achra Yishtei. Alkana went after Chana. Vagavei Elisha Dichsev Vayakam Vayelech Achareha But rather it means figuratively that he went after her etza, after her words. That's what he went after. That's all it means, in which case we don't have to say that Manoach was an Am Haaretz. We can just say that he went after his wife's etza, meaning we know that the Malach appeared to Ashes. Manoach, not to Manoach. Every time Manoach said, you know, is that true? No, I'm sorry, that's not true. The Malach appeared to both of them, and Manoach thought that they were going to die because they saw a Malach, and she told him, no, yeah, good, fine. Amar Ravashi, Ulamanda Amar Rav Nachman Manoach Am Haaretz Haya. According to that which Rav Nachman said, that Manoach was, in fact, an Am Haaretz, Avir be Rav Nani Leikara. We don't just need to say that he wasn't Meshamesh Tamid Chachamim. We can say he didn't even learn Psukim. He didn't go to Cheder. Shneimra, because the Pasuk says, we're talking Rivka, V'nari Seh, Avatir Kavna, Ala Gemalem, V'tilachna, Acharei Aish. Rivka went after the man, not in front of the man, V'lelitne Aish. So to the extent we want to say a negative report about Manoach, you could go even further and say that he never even went to Cheder. Better to walk behind a lion than walk behind a woman. Try and say that tonight before supper and see what happens. But seriously, so when the Gemara says achiri ari v'lei achiri isha, I mean, surely if it's a pikuach nefesh, then that's, you know, it would be difficult to say that it's referring to that. But Alamai the Gemara is saying that some say that Pshat is because if a person is Achra Isha, then you're going to be Maharer, and or Chalila worse, so at least you'll die as a tzaddik. Meaning to say that sometimes when it comes to a potential for a person to have some type of a physical trauma, but they remain strong spiritually, then obviously that is the best thing to do, to remain spiritually strong. Then we say, Achari Ishav Le Achari Akum. So some say it means, Oyvedes Kechavim Umazolis. That means a Nachris, a non-Jewish woman. Because if you're behind a Jewish woman, okay, the fellow might have a taiva, doesn't mean that she will give in. But if it's a Nachris, that she is, like the Gemara says in Gittin, Zilalei, Shechichalei, and Pritzalei, and they're speaking about a Shechich Tananis, but the same concept applies, and therefore the chance of doing something incorrect is that much higher. Some say it's just referring to Avodah Zarah Mamish. Acheri Akam Vole Acheri Beis HaKnesses B'Shah Shatzibra Mispalin. I mean, if a person walks and just passes by when the tzibra is down, and we had this gemara before, it gives the appearance that you are not interested and that you're not a maimin. So that's an act of showing a lack of belief. And that, the gemara says, well, Amar Eladale Dari Midi. That's only if you're not carrying something. Be Dari Midi, last number. If you're carrying something, everyone realizes the only reason why you're not going into shul is because you're busy schlepping something from place to place. This is only if there's not a second entrance to the shore. Less than Bob. But if there's a second entrance, there's no issue. Less than Bob. If you're on a chamar, you're clearly traveling, you're going from place to place. We don't see some blatant disregard or some lack of willingness to go into daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're on a journey. And even if you're walking and you're not on a journey, you're not carrying anything, you're just wearing tefillin, that also is good enough. The whole concern, the whole chashash is that people say, well, why is this guy not coming into shul? Oh, by his face, he's not a maimin. He doesn't believe, he doesn't want to be in the Kabbal oil. If you're wearing tefillin, so obviously you are in the Kabbal oil, and therefore there's no concern.
But you could have done the day. Shouldn't it be with the Kabbalah?
Yeah, I mean, it's that would fall into the Pischa Achrina case. I mean, if there's another Pesach, or there's another Shul, or there's another Minyan. Yeah. Amarav, Yetzer Hara Deme Lezvuv. The Yetzer Hara is like a fly. The Yezhev Bey Nishnei Miftechei Alev. And it rests, it resides between like two openings of the two chambers of the heart. Between two chambers of the heart. Shenemar Zvuvi Mavis Yavish Yabia Shemen Rikeach. So they explain like this, that there is a there's a Kliyaka in Veracious, in Pergalad Pasuk Zayin. The Kliyaka says that the ability of a Zvuv, its mouth is weak. It's not really able to bite and to do anything. So it can't really do anything if the flesh is strong and there's no openings. But once there's a little bit of an opening, there's a little infection, there's a little bit of blood, there's something there, then the zvuv comes and it's able to do all of its damage. So that's what the Yitzhar is like. So long as the person is strong, he's not giving the Yitzhar the time of day. You come into the Mefatami and you say, Vayimayin, like Yosef HaTzadik, Nein, no, absolutely not, Shalsheles, no way, I'm not giving you the time of day. The Yitzhara has nothing to do. But once, you know, as we know, we're holding by Pasha Zohar, Amalek is Vigamatra Sufik, maybe, right? Maybe I'll do it. Hamina Yitzhara, and then whenever there's a Sufik, that is when the Yitzhara is able to come and to attack. And it's compared to Zvuvi Mavis, which are kind of, flies, which are very weak, and they might even die, but they're able to go and fall into aromatic and fragrant oil, which is compared to the Yetzer Tov, and they're able to do damage. Shmuel Amar Kimin Chita. It's all is very insignificant. It's like a little bit of wheat, a wheat kernel. Shneim Alefasa Chatos Lashen Chita Revetz. Tanaban Shtei Kloy Is Yesh Boy Ba'Adam. Person has two kidneys. Achas yotzosei l'teva, v'achas yotzosei l'ra. We know the klayos are yotzei, something I was going to say in a second. One gives good etza, and one gives bad etza. And mistabra de teva l'yaminei, v'ra l'smoilei, t'chsev leiv chacham l'yaminei, v'leiv k'sil l'smoilei. Now the Gemara goes into these organs. Tanavan and klayos yotzei, leiv maven. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kloy is Yotzeis, about 8 lines at the bottom. Es Halev, it kind of gives counsel to the heart. I say, Cain, do this. Valev Maven, Ma Yesh Lalases, Im Yesh Mala Atzas HaKloyes, Im Lav, the heart knows whether it should listen to it or not. Continues the Braisa. Lashoy Lashin Mechateich, so the tongue cuts the words, Peg Gomer, and the lips finish it off. veshet machas amaitzi. The esophagus brings in the food. Machas amaitzi kolmini mayachol kana. The trachea is maitzi koil. It produces the sound, the voice. Rea, the lungs, shea, she'eves, kolmini mashkin. They also breathe in the moisture. Rash explains a little bit about how that works. Kovid koyes, the area in the body where anger is built up, is in the liver. And the mara, the gall, is a rekiz b'tipa o manichase. It's able to kind of throw in the kovid a drop, and it's able to neutralize the anger which is developed in the kovid. Tchol seichik, the spleen, causes laughter. Some say because it's able to purify bad things in the body, and therefore it makes the person happy and so on. In fact, Chodesh Adar is connected to the toil, which is chik. Korkovan is teichem in an oif, the gizzard. The korkovan grinds up the keva yishena. The stomach is what is ma'orer shena in a person. And the af, the nose, is ma'orer nir, a person to wake up. Now, neir ayash and yashna neir, and if the stomach and the nose are kind of have their instructions back to front, so then namaik v'halachle, that's going to be bad. A person's going to go from bad to worse. Tana em shneim yishenim shneim neurim and sotu, both of them are asleep, both of them are awake. Miad meis, also that will cause death. Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Omer Tzadikim Yetzer Toiv Sheftam, famous Gemara. When it comes to a tzaddik, the Yetzer Toiv is the primary drive. That's what causes them to make decisions in their life. Shneimar Valibi Chalol Bekirbi. David Melech says that my heart is hollow inside me. Says Rashi directly across. Valibi Chalol Bekirbi. Yetzer Hara Harehu Kemes Bekirbi. Because it's within my hand, my ability to subjugate it, to suppress it. From what I recall, I haven't seen it for a year or two, but from what I recall in the Sefer Tanya, which pretty much the entire Sefer is about this concept and this Gemara, what is a Tzaddik, what is a Rasha, what is a Beinoni, and maybe let's just see one more line first, and we'll mention this in a second. Levi Chol Bekirbi. Agav, just one thing, parenthetically, I recall there's a Ravid in Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid says on this words of Libi Chol Bekirbi, he says some of the tzaddikim had a strong taiva, and some of them had a weaker taiva. He said Avram's taiva was not very strong. He says David's taiva was very strong, and he had to wage war against it until Imam Shechted it. And that's what he means when he says Libi Chol Bekirbi, because Imam Shechted it, and he kind of he annihilated it. Say again, by David?
By any tzaddik. His greatest stage should be greatest the Yetzer Hara. Otherwise he wouldn't
be. Yeah, so that's the answer. I mean, it's always Elul Mazeh, but at the end of the day, the Yetzer, I mean, again, this is what the entire Sefer Tanya is about. Exactly what a tzaddik is, what is a tzaddik gomra, what's a tzaddik shena gomra, what's a tzaddik v'losh mushal, where we speak about rei of mitzvahs and rei of avonos and so on. But you're right, there still is some type of a balance, correct. Rishoyim, we say, yetzerah sheftan, that's the primary drive. Shnema ne'ume peshal rasha, bekerav libein pachad elikim, v'negedeinov. I mean, the Rasha tells himself, don't worry about Hashem, nothing to fear, everything is fine. Beinonim zev is a sheftan. When it comes to a Beinoni, zev is a sheftan. So you see, and I think it's Rabbi Itzla who says from this Gemara, that you see that a tzaddik, it's a mida benefesh, a Rasha, it's a mida benefesh, and a Beinoni, it's a mida benefesh. And he explains, and Rufutna brings this in Pachad Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah, he says the reason why the Rambam seemingly changes the Nusach HaGemara. The Gemara says, by a Beinoni during a Sesim Yitshuva, Zocha, if he is Zocha, then he'll be Nechtam. L'chaim, which implies a mitzvah, and the Rambam changes it to Asachuva. And the Farshim asks, why did the Rambam say Asachuva? The Mashmos, the Gemara is Zocha. Says Rav Itzla, says Rav Huttner, that it's incomprehensible to say that we are yo-yos, you know, back and forth, a mitzvah and a veira, and you're like this, back and forth, and you do one mitzvah. But he says, What are you? Are you a tzaddik? Your primary drive is a yetzer tov shefta type of a person. Or you're a yetzer hara type of a person. Or you're a zev is that shefta type of person. So the Rambam understood that when the Gemara says zacha, it cannot mean just, oh, you just give 50 pitz at tzedakah and then all of a sudden things have changed. No. You have to have uprooted something significant in order to say that you're not really a zev, a zev shefti type of a person. Hence the Rambam understood it's referring to asa tshuva. Now, well, what's the raya for that? So there's another force which is also coming to prevent the person from giving in to the evil side. Amarabo, this is how the Sefer Tanya begins. Not literally, but in the first page, Kegain Anu Beinanim. People like us, we are Beinanim. Omle Abaya, Le Shavik Machailachol Beria. If you, Rabbi, are going to paskin that people like yourself are only a Beinani, so then the ganze Welt, everyone's going to be Rishayim. How can you say such a thing? So, Al Koponim, that is the big deal over there as to how exactly do you look and do you view a tzaddik. And what the Tanya says, from what I recall, is that a tzaddik gomor is someone that he doesn't even, and this, you know, Bobby Zahar is going to come back, he doesn't really have any netiyah whatsoever to do ra anymore. And I believe that's how he understands libi cholo bekirbi, that it's cholo. Again, then Bobby's question comes back. But I'm just saying, if I'm correct, that that's the way that the Balatanya understands, it's just interesting, because Rashi, when Rashi quotes Libi Chol V'Kirbi, Rashi says, Yitzhara, Ariel Kameis, why? Sheish Biadi Lakoifoi. Because I can subjugate it, I can suppress it, I can rule over it, meaning it's there, it wants me to do bad, it is latent, it's dormant, it's over there, but I'm able to suppress it. From what I recall, the way the Balatanya understands the Libi Chol V'Kirbi of a tzaddik, it's gone. I mean, it's just, it's totally gone. It's not even in its ear anymore. But I don't need to check. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Le'ivri Alma, El Rishi, Gemiri, Gemuri, El Tzadiki, Gemuri. The world was only created, meaning to get pleasure from this world, only for Rishoyim Gemurim, that they can be paid up everything in this world, or for Tzadikim Gemurim. If you look at Rashi, Rishi, Gemuri, Rashi says, Olam Azeh, She'ein Lehem, Ba'olam Abba, Klomo. They're not going to have Olam Haba, and if so, v'tzrichem lito scharem kan, they need to be repaid here. Kegayin achav, shahaya ashem oid, dekama less ben adad kaspach avazavcha liu. Meaning, I've got all the money in the world. And Tzadiki Gemur Rashi says, Olam Haba, she'einam ben amazah klum. They don't have anything from this world. So the world was really created for Rishayim Gemur. I think there's a question about this gear, so Tzadikim Gemur. Amar Rava, lay the inish b'nafshi, a person should know about himself, im tzadik gomru, im lav, a person is able to assess and to know deep down inside where you're holding. Amar Rav, la'ivri alma ela la'achov ben amri, ulur b'chanina b'deisa. The world was created for these two polar extreme types of individuals. There is the Achav ben Omri, who was a Rosh Marusha, and Lahav the older was Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Achav ben Omri, Olam Hazeh, or Reb Chanina ben Doisa, Olam Haba. Fine. Bavtas Hashem Lekecha Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Im Nehmer B'chol Nafshecha, Lama Nehmer B'chol Ma'idecha, Im Nehmer B'chol Ma'idecha, Lama Nehmer B'chol Nafshecha. Elam Yesh Lecha Adem Shaguf Lechav V'Olav Mimim Ma'inoi. If there's an individual, that their body is more chaviv than their money. Lekach nema b'chol nafshecha. Ve'im yishcha adim shevamayin chaviv alav migufoy. They could not bear to be poor. Their money, they'd rather be dead than not have money. Lekach nema b'chol meidecha. Ve'givayim b'chol nafshecha filo netlas nafshecha, even if Hashem takes your soul. Tan rabbanu pa'machas gazer machas harashah. The Romans. Shlayasko Yisrael Batera, Papas ben Yehuda. And some say that Papas ben Yehuda was a tzaddik, and he was someone who took the rap Klal Yisrael, when the Romans, when there was this, when there was a young girl who died, and the Romans said, "I'm going to kill all of you," and he came forward and he admitted it. It was Pappas and his brother, like Luminus, I don't remember, Quarantinus, and he accepted even that it wasn't him. Al-Kabonim. So, Bo, Pappas ben Yehuda, Omotzeler v'kiva, Shaya makl kilas barav, and v'yisit matera. So, Amaloi Akiva. Notice he doesn't say Rebbe Akiva, which also implies that he was, you know, on par with him. He said Akiva, Iyat ha-Misyarim ipnei Malchus. Aren't you concerned about the Malchus and the Gzeira? Amaloi emshuch ha-mashal lemadar v'deyma. With Shual, a fox. Shayim ha-halach ha-gav ha-nahar. V'ra dogim shayim eskabsim mimachim lamachim. And the fox sees some fish which are swimming from place to place, meaning they're running for their lives. Why are you fleeing? Because of all the nets which people are spreading. So the Shul says, perhaps you'd like to come and live with me on dry land. Like our parents used to live together in the good old days. Are you the clever one amongst the highest? That's what people say. You are a tipish. After all, if when we're in the Mayim, which is the place where we're able to live, still we have fear, if we come up to the Yabasha, Allah has kama v'chama, that obviously we will die. Said Rabbi Akiva to Pappas, af anachnu achshav sh'anu yoshvim v'oiskim v'teirish sh'kosav ba, dihu chayecha v'yachimecha kach, yamanu holchim u'mevatna mimena, Allah has kama v'chama. So therefore, I'm going to continue learning Torah, because if I don't, that is vaday miso. Amru le'ayu yamim watim ad sh'tafsu l'Rabbi Akiva v'chavshu v'beis asur, and they caught Rabbi Akiva, and they placed him in prison, and the tafsu l'Pappas ben Yehuda, v'chavshu etzloi. And again, some say, when it means it was they were tafis Pappas ben Yehuda, it was because of that mice in the Seches Tainis, that he admitted killing this girl, even though it wasn't actually him. That's what some say it was. Amru le'ayu Pappas, mi hevi achalikan. What brought you here? Amalei says, Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shnitfas al Divrei Torah. I mean, you are fortunate that you, Elise, got caught and got sent because of a good reason, because you learned Torah. Oile lepapa, Shnitfas al Dvarim Betelim. I didn't do it for the same reason of Torah. I did it for Dvarim Betelim. If the reason was to be Matzal Klal Yisrael, it's a little bit difficult to hear that is Dvarim Betelim. B'shor shahitziyu es Rabbi Akiva lahariga, mizman kriyash mahaya vayisurkim es besarib masrekish al barizal. They were using an iron comb to scrape his flesh. Vayimakabal alav oil malchus shamayim amrle talmidav rabbeinu adkan, meaning is the obligation of kabbalas oil even to such an extent. Amalahem kol yamayis imitzdar al pasik zeh b'chol nafshecha afilu netlas nishmascha. Your neshama has gone out with echad. He brings over in the Hakeis Tzionim in the Kinnis of Tisha B'Av. It says a baskov amra shachar bekiva guf chatar b'chol mini tahara. Fine. Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zu Torah V'Zu Schara. Are you talking that this is the reward which comes to someone who learns? So Mimsim Yadcha Hashem Mimsim Begoimer. So Amru Lehem Chelkom Bechayim. The portion will be Bechayim. Yatz the Basko of Amru Ashrech Rebbe Kiva She'ata Mezumen Lechayel HaMabo. So they have nothing to worry about Rebbe Kiva. He is someone who is killed by the Malchus, so no one is able to be in the same Mechitza, and his portion is amongst the living. Fine, we go back to the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that a person should not act in a manner of levity. La Yakel Odemes Reisha Keneged Shara Mizrach. Shehu mechuvan keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. So being that you are parallel and open to and in front of and in the direction of the kodesh hakadoshim. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, le Amar Lo'ela minat tufim velefnim. Or tseifim velefnim, I think it is. This is only from the, and we had a shaila, if tseifim is a place or it's an area where you can gaze. So it's, we're saying this din of not being make or roish is minat tseifim velefnim. Let's take a look at Rashi in the right hand column. There are 8 lines in the bottom. Minat tseifim mokim, shechinim liris misham. Harabais, it's a place where you can see the Harabais, and Yisham Mahala Ein Yechelam Liraisa. So this din that a person should not act with Kalas Roish is from Seifim Velefnim Uberoya, and it is when you can actually see that area of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to if you're in a place which is low down, says Rashi, and you can't see it, then you don't have to worry. Ubishain Goder, and there's no fence which is blocking your view. Ubizman Shashina Shaira, and it's only when the Beis HaMikdash was there. But nowadays you don't have to worry about this, even though you are in theory in a place which is connected to Aravayas, you don't have to worry about it. That is what that's what the Gemara is saying. Tanrabana, Hanif Nabi Yehuda. Now we know we have Yehuda. Above it, we have Binyamin, and you have the Galil, which is above that. The Gemara is going to get into a discussion. If a person needs to defecate, a person needs to be excused. So how should they position their body? Because it's a lack of covered for a person to have their body positioned facing the Makom HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Gemara, Tanabon Hanifna B'Yehuda. So if you are in Yehuda, which is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, your body should not be positioned east-west. That is right. That should be the way that you should position your body. But if you're further up, you're to the north, so there's no problem positioning your body east-west, because your body, that position is in no way in line with the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So here we say, that you should specifically be between the east and the west, because you don't want to be north and south, because then you'll be facing Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi allows. Rabbi Yossi emalei osru ela baraya. Shita's Rabbi Yossi was only if you actually see the Makom. Now, but if you don't see it, you're up in the Galil, nothing to worry about. And he said, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they asked her. Frag the Gemara, Chachamim, Hainu Tana Kamma. Didn't the Tana Kamma also ask her? What are the Chachamim being Moisef on the Tana Kamma? Ike Benayu, Stadim. The Shaila is Stadim. If you look at Rashi on the left hand column now in the middle of the page, Rashi says like this. Ike Benayu, Stadim, the Yehuda. The Galil, she'enon keneged Yerushalayim mamish. So you have places which are not mamish in line with Yerushalayim; they are a little bit off on an angle. Latana kamod stadim nami asiri. Da nifne b'Yehuda kamer. He said anywhere in Eretz Yehuda is a problem. Kol Yehuda mash rabbanan basroif savri keneged Yerushalayim mamish is also. Avalit Stadin is mutter. Why the ha ad Rabbi Yossi kaima? They're going on the words of Rabbi Yossi. Damru leasu ela baroya. Avo barichuk loy. Vafilo keneged Yerushalayim mamish. Vasu rabban mameimar. Vachacham amaisim. Afilo shle baroya. Vafilo bizman azeh. Vomiu neged Yerushalayim loy. But it's gotta be, only if it is directly in front, whereas if it's on the Tzadim, that is not a problem. So that's going to be the difference between the Tana Kamma and the Chachamim. Tani, the Hanifna B'Yehuda, La Yifna Mizrach Ma'ariv, shouldn't be east-west. El Tzaf and Darm, rather, should be north-south. Well, Begalil, Tzaf and Darm is also, as we mentioned, because the Makom HaMikdash is to your south, so you shouldn't be positioned in the north-south configuration. Mizrach Ma'ariv is mutter. Rabbi Yossi Matir, like we said, Shai Rabbi Yossi Omer, Layasru Ela Baraya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, it's Osir. Bizman Sha'ed Beis HaMikdash Kayim, it's Mutter. Rabbi Kiva Oyser Bechol Mokayim. Rabbi Kiva asks everywhere. If you look at Tosfos, directly across, Mizrach Achayrav Upanav Lamayrav, in all places, Rabbi Kiva does not allow a person to be in an east-west formation. Maskir and Afila B'chutz Laretz. The opinion of Rabbi Kiva is even in Chutz Laretz. But if there's a wall directly in front of you, I mean, the problem is if you're out in a field, it shouldn't be east-west, even if you're in a Chutz Laretz. But if it's in front of a wall, or behind the wall, that is okay. Frag the Gemara, the Sima Simla Tash of a Giva, Aino Tanakama, that he asks, Ikebenayo Chutz Laretz, the Tanakama does not ask in a Chutz Laretz, only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Giva answers, even in a Chutz Laretz. Rabbo Havi Shadyan Le Livne Mizrach Ma'ariv. Rabbo positioned for himself two slabs, east-west, and one was on top of the other, so one was, I guess, further north, and one was further south, and the two slabs were in an east-west formation, and he would sit on, let's say, the northern one, and he would relieve himself in between. So, Ozal Abaya, Shadinu Tzafim Vidarim, and he changed them. He changed the formation. If you look at the bottom Rashi, Ozal Abaya, Shadinu Tzafim Vidarim, Liraisim Yakbid Rabbi Alkach, meaning Isfirulei, Krabiki Vidarim, Mechutzlaz Nami, Kabdin and Eladi Milsa. Meaning maybe it just happened to be that that's the way these slabs were positioned. And that's the reason why Rabbah excused himself in such a manner. But maybe if I, Abaya, change them to north-south, and he relieves himself like that, then I see that he's not Choshesh V'shitas Rabbi Kiva, and it just happened to be that's the way it was. So, Ozla Abaya Shadinu Utsof and Darum. Oh, Rabbah, Rabbah came up, Taratzanu, and what did he do? He straightened them. Amar man haide commit sirely. Who is the one who's causing me to, you know, to realign these two heavy stones? I know Rabbi Kiva severely. I owe the Rabbi Kiva everywhere is Osir. Even if you're in Chutz Laretz, it's still a problem. Tanya Rabbi Kiva. Bamachas nichnasti achar Rabbi Yeshua lebeis hakisei. Bulim adadi mimenu shleisha dvarim. I learned from Rabbi Kiva, from Rabbi Yeshua, excuse me, three things. Ramad v'she'ed nefnim mizuch ma'ariv. One does not position one's body east and west. El etzof and darim. V'lamad v'she'ed nefrayim ma'umad. One should not do so standing up. El ma'yushuv. V'lamad v'she'ed metanchin b'yamin. One is not supposed to wipe oneself with one's right hand. El b'smol. So amalei ben azay atani azta panecha v'rabcha. What is that bizoyan that you went and you followed him into the bathroom and you watched him excuse himself? Tanya, says the Gemara, very curious story based on what we just said. Tanya ben Avi Eimer, I was nichnas the Achor Rabbi Kiva lebeis hakisei. But the Ma'ad Zim Mimena, the exact same three things. Kimel Devarim, the Ma'ad Zishay Nifne Mizuch Omer, of El Atzach Madar, the Ma'ad Zishay Nifreya Miyumed Ela Miyusha. But the Ma'ad Zishay Mitanach Miyumen Ela Bismo. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Ad Tana Yaz Kapanecha Barabcha Amalei Teri Valuma Denitzarech. So some say that this second event only took place after he had the discussion with Rabbi Akiva and he explained it to him. Others say that there one event took place in Eretz Yisrael and the second event took place in Chutz Laretz, and therefore Ben Azay wanted to know if even in Chutz Laretz we have this Kpeda. Yes. Yes, so some say, some ask this question, why couldn't they ask him? And they thought that really, that probably there is no real Derech Eretz halacha which applies in the bathroom, and therefore they didn't think it was actually really a shaila as such, but nevertheless they went into it just to see if there was some inyan of Derech Eretz which they could glean and gather. Okay, we'll stop here.